Perhaps we didn't realize it at the time, but yesterday's drawing lots to get us St. Matthias clearly foreshadowed the drawing of ping pong balls to get New Orleans Zion Williamson. At least that's what it felt like last night when the Pelicans won the first pick in the NBA draft and the rights to select Duke's star player. I still probably need to apologize to my neighbor for all that screaming, and my dogs, too. It's amazing that the future of a franchise rests in many ways on the favorable bounces of four ping pong balls. What about the future of the church? Yesterday, we heard of their drawing of straws for a new member of the 12. Perhaps we can even look to big and little decisions and think the standard ordination gift must be a dartboard. Today's first reading, though, is closer to the reality. Gathered in prayer and fasting, they understood the Holy Spirit to say, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." This is quite different from going around the room and saying, "Sure, why not you? And you too." Gathered in the name of Jesus with a common purpose, in fasting and prayer, they discern not the randomness of God, but his boldness, beginning the road for Saul, the persecutor, to become Paul, the apostle. How do we struggle to stay in prayer, to discern the boldness of God, giving up due to distraction or impatience, making choices that feel at times more random than providential? Maybe that's our prayer today. Today at Eucharist, today with our novena, to stay with God, to catch glimpse of a new, bigger purpose.